Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we discuss some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is August 26th, 2 John. Let's get to it. Now, before we talk about anything spiritual, it is trivia time. We've come upon a unique phenomenon for the first time here in 2 John. There's only one chapter in 2 John, which causes confusion when citing a verse. Now, traditionally, for example, you would cite verse 13 as being 2 John 13. It's not chapter 13 because there's only one chapter. Since there are no chapter numbers are needed, it's clear that you're referring to the 13th verse. But I've noticed that most of the Bible reading software is being programmed to clarify that it's 2 John 1:13 in order to be more clear or to help the computers know that a verse always comes after a colon. I'm not sure what. But anyway, let's cover the entire book of 2 John today. The letter here must have been written at about the same time as 1 John, as he says many of the same things in it. But here are a few of the poignant phrases from this letter. He opens with grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. This is as full a greeting as you'll find in any New Testament book. The author blesses his readers with these spiritual blessings, which God has already given to us. He says, grace, mercy, and peace. Okay, so let's break it down. Grace. Paul often opened his letters with grace to you. This is what anyone needs most, isn't it? We don't need justice or revenge. We don't need fairness. We imperfect people need a perfect and holy God to offer us grace. He empowers us by his amazing grace, which teaches our hearts to fear, and then our fears relieves. He says, grace, mercy. Paul often began most of his letters with grace and peace to you, but John has added this subtle distinction of mercy, just like Paul did in 1 Timothy. As with grace, mercy is what we need most from God to make a distinction, then, between grace and mercy. Mercy is God withholding punishment that we deserve, and grace is giving favor that we didn't earn. So withholding punishment that we deserve and giving favor that we didn't earn. And mercy is what God desires from us. May we show others the mercy that we know ourselves to have received. May mercy fall down in showers around you and cover you, drenching your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. He says grace, mercy, and peace. Peace. Peace with God. Peace with one another. You know, the angels pronounced peace on earth, goodwill toward men at Jesus' birth. Reconciling God and man is what he came to earth to do. So in the midst of stress and anxiety, in the face of persecution and rebellion, while wars and rumors of war swirl around us, may we know the peace that passes understanding. And he says, from God the Father. Jesus was the first to use the term Father for God. Did you know that? And the church has followed that practice. In fact, Jesus often called his Father the more intimate term, Abba, or Daddy. We recognize that grace, mercy, and peace are ultimately gifts given from him, the Father of lights. And from Jesus Christ, he says. Jesus Christ is the means by which God the Father delivered those gifts of grace and mercy and peace. And so John makes a distinction to say, not just a general God bless you, but much more specifically, God the Father and Jesus Christ grant you grace, mercy, and peace. Maybe try saying that to someone next time they sneeze. Let me know how that works for you, by the way. And then from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, a beautiful completion of the relationship between Jesus and his Heavenly Father that John writes here. Now we're perfectly clear, and theologically, this is a part of what John has been warning us about, that some say Jesus did not come in the flesh or that he was not the Son of God. So it can't be much more clear, Jesus Christ, the Father's Son. And then he says, will be with us in truth. The act of blessing someone is much more of an action than we usually think in our culture. See how John declares that these things he just said will be with us in truth. Now, I tend to say, I hope you get better, But John might say, "The Lord heal you and restore you in the name of the Father and the Son." And because of that, it's like he did exactly that already because of the faith by which it was declared. And then John says, "And love." These things that he said will be with us in truth, but also in love. Remember how John writes in a circle that connects faith and love and obedience? He then combines in truth and love. They are inextricably linked, faith and love. I suppose because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son for our salvation. So when we find him, we find love. May you know faith, hope, and love this day and always. Amen.